Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kerry Stevenson. Bringing with me today is AD1 Holdings. The CEO is Brendan Kavanagh. The ASX code is AD1. And really what they are is it's a range of software solutions. Think of it as software as a service. We're going to talk about what they're doing, with New South Wales, Victorian governments and how they're growing their business and why it is of interest right now. Brendan, great to see you. Thanks for joining me on Small Caps today.
Great to be here, Kerry. Thank you for the welcome.
Well, this is the first time we've chatted. So as I always ask, give us a brief overview on who are AD1.
So, Kerry, AD1 is we're listed, as you mentioned. We're a portfolio SaaS business that are focused on providing a range of products across the HR technology services industry. And also niche products. And we've got a product in there, a business in there called Utility Software Services, and provides billing products for the electricity services industry. But if I just touch on our core products being in the HR technology area, we have three businesses in there. So if you think of AD1 as the listed entity, as the holding company with a portfolio of businesses, that's us. So across the three HR technology businesses, and I'll name them, Apply Direct is our oldest business, and that's the one that we originally started with. And Apply Direct provides recruitment solution software to both large organizations. Our two largest customers are New South Wales government and the Victorian government. And what we provide for them is an inbound white label career site platform that facilitates direct candidate sourcing. So if you were to Google a job in New South Wales, might be train driver, it could be nursing, for example, in Victoria, what would happen is you'd be redirected to a website where you could read about New South Wales government and all the different 54 different departments, for example, that they support. And you could then click through and apply for that job. That's our technology that supports that.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you for one moment to ask you this. What were they doing beforehand, New South Wales government, and why was your software a valid thing for them to be using in this sector? I'm just curious as to, I guess, why they couldn't do it themselves and what your service brings to them.
So this particular product, and we will move on to the others, but this particular product, it aggregates brand and enables a large organisation to send one message to the market. So this is who we are. In the past, it was very disparate. So you had different departments all going out individually with their own brand, and there was no central point of contact or way of getting the data. So a government, in this case, could analyze how many jobs have we got open, are we filling them, how long are they open, what's our message to the market, who are we? So it was the Apply Direct that built the product that enabled all of that messaging to be filtered into one portal through what can be known as a career site, which then an internal jobs board, which then gets pushed out to market. So it's a great experience for candidates. That business in the last 12 months processed, had 7 million visitors and processed 1.3 million applications. So it serves high volume. What we've learned, if I move on to the next one, is that the market is very fragmented. I don't know if you've applied for a job, Kerry, you probably don't need to, but lots of people are. And, if people are looking at, reading newspapers or listening to the media in any way, there is a big changes going on in the employment market. We have many open jobs, more open jobs than we have available candidates out there, and people are switching. Some people may have heard of the big move away from jobs and choosing, and it's a jobs boom and all those sorts of things. But it is fragmented, and it is a difficult candidate experience, and it's difficult for organizations to attract talent. So it's very difficult to attract talent. It's also very difficult to retain talent. What our products do is they support organisations through product, so a platform to attract talent, giving them control back to how they do that. And then they also, we provide through our platform called Art of Mentoring, development opportunity through mentoring, which then is proven through evidence and science to improve retention by 1.5 times under a strong mentoring program. People that also run through this program, which is a mentoring platform, are 5 times more likely to be promoted. So it's a win-win. Where there's a big gap is competing, SME, mid-market, competing for talent because they don't have the dollars, they may not have the resources. So what we've done is we've identified another business that we've built. It'll go live July, August, called JobTail. JobTail, if you were searching for people, Kerry, or anyone on this video today, if you were searching for people, you could use JobTail. You would be prompted to build a job ad, share it with your network. 70% of all jobs filled are found through referral and network. So this is a really effective means of following templates, the prompts, filling in the data, sharing it with your network, uploading it to social sites, and finding the candidate that you need. For the candidate, it is a great experience. So the candidate get bombarded. They might be signed up for different job boards with alerts. They're getting calls from recruitment agencies. They see a job ad. Job ads haven't changed in terms of format for 20 years. They're often missing sentences, missing words. They've been recut, reformatted, and don't make a lot of sense. They don't describe the company or the culture so well. So what typically happens, a candidate will see a job spec, they'll leave, they'll go to the website, and in that time their phone might ring. They might get emails, they've got to respond to, they get distracted, they drop off. 80% of candidates drop off in the application process. So what JobTail tends to do is it doesn't give them excuse to leave the page. We provide all the content, or the hiring manager does, provides all the content. So the candidate looks, they read, they can apply, they can schedule an interview within given time slots that are available. We're super excited by this product, and we think that the feedback so far has been really positive. We've signed up 70-plus customers for MVP, minimal viable product, and testing and learning, and that's put in a credit card and you're away. So anyone can access. So that'll be very, very scalable and high growth. And
can I interrupt you for a moment to ask, is this going to then, I guess, do away with all those other, so we won't mention names, but those other large job boards which have made an awful lot of money, not just for shareholders, but across the board over the years? Is this a bit of a game changer? Because as you said earlier, the market really hasn't changed, but there's some big companies out there that are in this HR job market. Is JobTail taking that and saying, we're moving into the 21st century, guys?
We're certainly moving into the 21st century, and we're giving control back to organisations so they've got better choice. So if I'm a hiring manager, I put in credit card, I commit to, I can pull out at any time. I'm not locked in forever. My job stays open. I don't have to renew it. I'm not hit with additional fees. So it's more affordable. It's more affordable than what's currently in market. And we think it's more fit for purpose. Given 70% of jobs are filled through network and referral, it's a pretty powerful proposition. Let's be honest. We're not going to replace everyone out there in the industry. We're not about that. We're providing an alternative option for organisations to access that better suits their needs.
I'm curious about the name, Brendan. Job.
Are you? Well,
I've got to ask because JobTail. Okay, wag the tail.
tell your story. So this is about telling your story to the market. So through a job ad, a really well-constructed job ad. So, I mentioned before, job ads haven't changed. Typically, it's title, position,
yep.
duties, tasks, responsibilities. That's it. Often, not always, but often a lot of thought hasn't gone into that.
Yeah.
This is about this. We can upload video. We can show people about the team, say hello. What are they joining? What are the benefits of working here? And all that can be done and communicated very quickly in the 30-second grab with words around it to describe. So job title, tell your story.
Is this live now? Can people go and say, oh, let me check this out? Because I'm sitting here going, I want to check it out.
It's not live. We've got a site that people can sign up for a trial.
Oh, yeah.
So jobtail.co.
So J-O-B.
T-A-L-E.
T-A-L-E dot C-O.
Yeah, I'm just going to check that. Do you mind? I just don't want to give out the wrong information.
That's what our little chit-chats are always about, because while he's checking that out, ladies and gentlemen, really interesting, isn't it? Jobtail, T-A-L-E, dot co, which is what we hope it is. It's possibly going to change the landscape for how people go out and find. And as Brendan said a moment ago, it was all about, you know, people get it through referral. And I agree, some of these sites out there are a little bit, what would I say about them? A little bit cold, if you like, and a little bit too much, if you like. So is it jobtail.co?
It is.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, go there, jobtale.co, and you can check out what they're doing. So I know growth is super important to you, Brendan. So
yes, it is.
Where's that coming from? Is it across the board with all sectors?
All four. So let me tell you, so Jobtail is entrepreneurial. We're super excited about it. We think it's a new category, and it will certainly change the way organisations can recruit. It gives them an extra option. Art of Mentoring was an acquisition October 2020. Art of Mentoring is a technology-enabled solutions platform. And not only is it a platform, but it also comes with heavily curated content, which trains people how to be a great mentor and gives access to different programs. This our shareholders are delighted with. Our shareholders, board of management, hold 36% of the company. So we're heavily incentivized to ensure that we make this business every success that we believe it can. Art of Mentoring is really leading the way in this field. So, you know, year on year, they would have grown top line revenue by around 80%. We've grown, and it's well documented, we've grown into the US. We've been really well received over there. We've signed up some great channel partners. HR.com is one, 19 million members, and we'll be basing our CEO and founder over in Austin, Texas. So we went on a discovery trip earlier this year. It was really well received. Our pipeline has tripled in that business for the same time period last year, moving into the financial year. So, well, look, we're really excited by this business. It's really leading the way, and our shareholders today are very excited about the proposition of this business alone and what it has to offer.
I just want to go into the fourth one, then I have a lot of questions for you. The utility software services that is really billing for the utilities area, It seems to me that Apply Direct, Art of Mentoring, Jobtail are all around that sort of recruitment personnel, if you like. And then we go across to the utility software services. Why is that part of the group, if you like?
Oh, look, we're a portfolio business.
Okay.
So, you know, as it happens, we've Applied Direct was the original business. So that's that in the staffing technology space. Jobtail and Mentoring is all around development and retention. So we've got the two bookends in that business. So that makes sense. Utilities billing came in. Good revenue, sticky customer base, billing platform made sense, and still a really important part of our business in terms of providing the cash flow, the customer, and, you know, niche SaaS services. So having a balanced or diverse portfolio Being a SaaS business is really important, particularly as we invest in emerging businesses like a Jobtail. Having stability, you know, secure business there, cloud-based CRM, complementary from a technology perspective, just provides a different service.
Okay, so Brendan, talk to me. I know that you've said to me in the past, growth is super important. Where do you see the growth? Talk to us about numbers. I've got a community out there that are looking at this. The ASX code, as I said before, is 81, and they're looking at going, well, where's the growth? Where's the opportunity? What's the investment thesis?
Yes, sure. So if we look at the last couple of years, we've doubled in revenue. Our board has changed completely. Management across the group has changed completely. The last 12 months, we've invested heavily in product and also, you know, customer relationships and personnel. So as a result of that, we're heading into the new financial year with a very, very strong pipeline. Okay. Of new customers across each of the businesses. So, you know, Apply Direct, strong. We've recently re-signed New South Wales government. We've got more in the pipeline there in terms of new customers. Jobtail will launch late July, August, and we've got 70 plus potential customers who have committed to sign up there. So we're expecting that to be a strong entrance into market. Art of Mentoring, as I mentioned, very, very big pipeline, bigger than it's ever been and growing year on year very, very quickly. We continue to invest in staff, in product and, you know, growing revenue well. And utility software services, we've got new customers in pipeline as well. So, look, four businesses all ready to grow. At the moment. Does that answer your question, Kerry?
Yeah, I guess the question I've got, there's a number of questions. I always have lots. But just thinking it through, Apply Direct was where you started. You're with New South Wales Victoria Government. That's bringing in revenue. What sort of revenues are you looking at with Apply Direct? And that's number one. Number two is there's also Tasmanian Government, Queensland Government, WA, Northern Territory, are they, now that you've got those two big governments, are you looking at the others?
Yeah, look, so the government's really important. You know, we've got, we haven't talked about our business model, but typically there's a, depending on which business, but an implementation fee, and then it's a subscription-based model, so ongoing monthly revenue. So lifetime value of the customers, you know, across the board range from, you know, $120K to $1 million plus to you know, what could be, well, even more than that. So really, really sticky. Government's great. It's a longer sales cycle. So we're wanting to, and shareholders want us to grow fast. So SaaS should be a scalable business model that's typically an entry point is you know, affordable, particularly for the market that you're servicing. So that's where Jobtail comes in. And that's mid-market. We're aiming that at, you know, the SME to mid-market that don't necessarily have the resources to put behind, you know, massive hiring campaigns. And Jobtail will enable them to be able to compete at a good price point and hugely scalable business. Art of Mentoring, revenues there. Look, they've 80% year on year. We're expecting that business to repeat in the next 12 months. And again, small upfront fee, implementation, and then subscription.
So it's like a license fee to begin with. It's like, we need to get this in. There's some work around that. And after that, it's what, a monthly service?
Yeah, monthly fee. That's right. So it's people online might know this as annual recurring revenue.
Yep.
Well, they might know it as annuity.
By the way, it's money in the bank every month, which is good. So I want to know, are you guys profitable at the moment?
We're on our way to profitability. FY23 will be you know, a good year for us, where each of the businesses we're planning to be profitable.
Why the move into the US, Brendan?
Demand. So demand for product. We across 26 different countries. North America staffing business particularly is very progressive. They're also very, you know, what we've found is the interest in the mentoring product, huge, because it's all around staff development and retention. We've been heavily supported.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you. How does it work with HR.com? Because that's who you've partnered with. How does that work? Do they take a portion of the revenue stream or what?
Yeah, so we're actually, so first of all, it was about putting in a program, so designing a program for them and rolling that out across their teams. We're in other discussions with them now. And so part of our go-to-market strategy is to leverage channel partners and form reseller partnerships, which we've started to do when we've got. And that's to enable, for example, HR director consultants to go into organisations with tools to be able to support the growth of an organisation. So, you know, a great mentoring program and different mentoring programs range. So it can be, I was looking at a video yesterday that had been produced and it was about reverse peer marketing, where it could be leadership team being educated around the importance of diversity and the impact that their language might have in reinforcing values that we're trying to move away from. So some of these programs, you know, like, and I've got a list here, cross-gender mentoring programs, women's programs, reverse mentoring, Indigenous mentoring, leadership, ethical, high potential, talent.
But isn't it easy enough for somebody else to do exactly what you're doing? What's the barrier to entry?
Content, expertise, and these platforms aren't easy to develop either. So, you know, product, the people that built these, our co-founders, had many, many years experience in the industry and are also big influencers globally in terms of mentoring. So we've got external parties that contribute to content. So content and the IP that we have there, very, very big differentiator.
Well, we're running out of time, my friend, so I could talk to you for ages. There's so much to unpack here, and it sounds to me like 81, really there's a big growth partner, and as you said earlier, that you're heavily incentivized. You know, you're a shareholder, and you're running this as a business, if you like. But I need to find out from you, as I always ask my interviewees, I want to know three reasons why our beautiful community out there needs to sit up and take notice of 81 Holdings right now, because I was not aware before this conversation of exactly what you were doing, and the growth pipeline sounds really interesting. So give us the three reasons.
Yeah, so we've been flying under the radar, Kerry, and we're just starting to come out now. But the first point is, I'd say, is that we're in a really hot market. We're really well placed to help organisations get control back of their hiring and educate them on how to retain through staff development, through the mentoring programs. So that's one, and that's evidenced by growing pipeline and new customers coming on board. Two, we've mentioned it, but I can't underemphasize it, is board of management are heavily incentivized, having 36% of shares on issue. And we want to make this work for all shareholders. So, you know, we're a thinly traded stock. We believe we're undervalued. But I'll let people figure that out for themselves. And up until now, and maybe for a little bit longer, but we'd be much more proactive in letting the market know about what we're doing and the story that we are creating. But we've largely gone unnoticed. And it's now time for people to have the opportunity to see what we are doing, the difference that we are making out there, and to get on board and support us.
Well,
a win along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really appreciate you coming onto Small Caps as one of your first, forays into letting the market know what 81 Holdings are doing. It sounds really exciting. And I, for one, I'm going to go check out Job Talent. Not looking for a job, Philip, from Small Caps, but I just think it's fascinating. It's a disruptor to the market. This is software as a service. It's the future. It's dragging things into the 21st century. Congratulations, Brendan. Sounds like things are going to be hotting up.
Well, we hope so, Kerry, and thanks for your time today.